Welcome to Investor Talk Radio, hosted by Kurt Davis. During the show, Kurt will share tips and strategies as well as guest interviews on how you can become a successful real estate investor. Kurt Davis was a former chef for 11 years until one day had the opportunity to take a leap of faith, left cooking, and became a full-time real estate investor. Kurt has been building his personal portfolio of rental property and at the same time has helped over 500 investors around the globe purchase cash-flowing rental properties. He is a licensed realtor who has achieved multi-million dollar club status, and he is also very active in the local real estate investment club. And now, here is your host, Kurt Davis.
Welcome to Investor Talk Radio. I am your host, Kurt Davis, and today we are going to talk about finding property, how to find property, lock it up using little to no money down strategies. But before I get into that, I'm actually going to read to you, I'm just going to kind of summarize a message I actually received on Facebook the other day from a local gentleman here in my market of Memphis. And he's somebody that I've met in the past before, seen him at the real estate meeting a few times. But he basically sent me a message and wanted to know if I was going to go to there's a lot of these traveling guru shows that come to hotel meetings in cities all across the country, and you know, really kind of their big pitch is to get people to pay for their coaching, buy their bus tour, you know, spend just a ton of money to buy their products and materials and things of that nature. So he was basically asking me if that would be something that he should consider since he's brand new to real estate investing and has never really done a deal yet. Now, listen, I believe in education. I believe people, it's kind of like going to college. You know, you have to pay to go to college. Most people have to pay to go to college anyways. And you have to pay for your education. Now, I do think that, you know, buying some educational material here and there for real estate investing can be worthwhile. But if you're a brand new real estate investor, I don't think spending thousands upon thousands of dollars on courses and materials and guru products and, you know, getting a mentor who's really someone in a call center in the middle of Utah for 30 minutes a week, I don't really think that's going to be the best bang for your buck. I actually told him that he should maybe consider looking into the local real estate club and becoming a member. The networking along with the monthly meetings at places like that, or, you know, it's going to cost you a couple hundred dollars for a yearly membership. That's a great place. I always tell new investors to seek out your local real estate club, find out what's going on there. That's really going to be the best place for you to start, and it'll kind of help you know whether real estate investing is something that you really have a passion about. So with all that being said, some of the strategies I'm going to talk about today are driving for dollars and how to use bandit signs to find motivated sellers. So on one end, you're out there looking for motivated sellers, the driving for dollars technique. And then the other technique of using bandit signs, you're trying to get motivated sellers to call you. Both can be done with little to no money out of pocket, which for a lot of new investors getting started is the best thing for them. So with all that being said, I'm first going to talk about driving for dollars. You know, I actually wrote an ebook on this specific subject. You can actually download the ebook at KurtDavisOnline.com. If you go there, it's free. It's a short read. A lot of the stuff that I'm going to be talking about in this podcast are actually going to come from that book. So, you know, really kind of the objective when I was writing the book is trying to give new investors some hope, trying to help them make their first dollar. You know, so I'm hoping that at the end of this podcast, you'll have some confidence, some motivation to go out and make it happen. Do your first deal, make your first buck. You know, driving for dollars is a term in reference to a person driving neighborhoods looking for homes for sale that are really not listed by real estate agents. These are off-market listings. When I first started doing this business, I learned this skill but made, you know, several mistakes. The major mistake I made was I was calling real estate agents and not the actual homeowner. You know, I saw the brokerage signs and I thought those were the people I was supposed to be calling. Well, I quickly found out that that's not who I should be calling. You're looking for the for sale by owner. It's usually a red and white sign. Let's see here. One of the things that I actually suggest before you even really get out there and start driving around, you should know some of the areas where you should be driving. And what I did, and maybe what I would suggest you do, is build a short list of potential buyers, other local wholesalers, other investors, other people who are making deals happen. Basically, anybody you can find who's looking to buy property. Find out the areas that they like to buy in and try to get an idea of the types of prices that they pay. Basically, find out what they're looking for and then go out and look in those areas. You know, some investors are going to have different criteria. If you only have one or two potential cash buyers, your list of cash buyers is too small, and that's going to limit you. You want to make sure that you've got enough buyers who are buying all over the city. That gives you a lot more places to find property. So basically, after you've talked to these individuals, you've now got your own list, a short list of buyers. And basically now what you're going to do is you're going to drive around these neighborhoods and you're going to find the for sale by owners. And what you're going to do is, this is what I do. I pull up in front of the house and I write down the address and I write down the phone number that's on the sign and I take a picture of it with my smartphone. And I maybe make a quick note about the property and then I drive off. After you've done written the information down on a few properties, because like I say, you should really go out and find a couple of them. Don't just go find one and then go back home. You need to do a little bit of homework on the property. You need to get some of the basic information on the property. And the best way to do this, I think, is to look up the property on sites like, you know, you can use sites like Zillow. The site that I would use is Shelby County Tax Assessor, at least here in Memphis. That's where you'd want to look. You know, you can Google the address and see what pops up. But you're going to use sites like this to reference how many bedrooms and bathrooms, what the square footage is, who's the owner. You're doing your homework. You're doing some basic due diligence on the property. And you know, when you find these homes too, typically the ones that you're going to have better success at are the ones that look like they've been neglected a little bit. The houses that are perfectly manicured, fresh paint job, the yard's perfect, those people are not necessarily as motivated as you are, hoping that they would be. Knowing the exit strategy is also very critical. How much profit could you make if you flipped it quick compared to trying to wholesale it to an end investor? That's why having a short list of cash buyers, you want to get in and get out as quickly as you can. You know, I find that most new wholesale investors will have better success flipping it quick to local experienced wholesalers in your market. You know, the hardest part for people, and I'm going to bring this up here in a minute, is talking to people. You know, a lot of people are afraid to talk to people. They just, you know, and a lot of it is really because you don't know what to say. And I was very nervous when I first started making phone calls to these homeowners because, you know, you think that you have to have the perfect thing to say, and it's, you know, what if I say the wrong thing and I blow the deal? You know, don't worry about that so much at first, because really you need some practice. In the ebook that I have, there's an actual call script, and we're going to go over that here in a minute. But, you know, calling the owner for some people is kind of the make it or break it. You can either call them and overcome the fear and get really good at calling them, or this is where it's going to paralyze you. You know, and like I said, understand that, you know, don't feel like this is multi-level marketing or anything like that. These people put the for sale by owner sign in the yard. They're praying that you might be the person who's going to buy this home from them. So I've actually put a call script together. And this is the call script that I was kind of taught when I first got into the business and the person who kind of mentored me on how to do this. I thought it was silly because he would be in his office and I would be out in the front office and we would role play. And, you know, I laughed the whole time, but in all reality, it was probably some of the best mentoring that I had. So I'm going to kind of go over the call script just a little bit. And like I said, you can download it and have it available and maybe customize it to yourself. But, you know, the call script really kind of, you know, ring and someone picks up the phone and they say hello. And you're going to say, hi, my name is Kurt Davis. And I noticed you have a home for sale located at 123 Main Street. And I wanted to know if the home is still available. And they're either going to say yes or no. In this case, yes, the home is still available. I'm going to say, are you the owner? You know, because you want to make sure that you're dealing with the owner, not somebody else. In this perfect example, yes, I am the owner. I'm going to say, great, can you tell me a little bit about the home? This is a critical step because you're going to get some people who are going to tell you more than you ever needed to know about the home, and then you're going to get some people who you would think don't know how to talk. You need to get them to tell you everything about the home. Let them talk. If they're a talker, keep them going. You need to know things as far as how many bedrooms and bathrooms it has. You know, verify that information based on your research. Ask them questions about the hot water tank and the roof and the air conditioner and things of that nature. You know, find out everything you can about this house. After I've gotten all the information that I need, I'll typically say, it sounds like you have a very nice home. Can I ask why you want to sell it? This is probably the most critical line because this is where you're going to find out exactly how motivated they are to sell. They might say something like, oh, we want to sell because Nana died and we want to move to Florida and be closer to the kids, or I can't afford the upkeep on the home anymore and I really just want to get out. You know, those are motivational. Those are they're highly motivated with responses like that. Once I find out how motivated they are, well, once I find out whether they're motivated or not, I'm typically going to say something to the fact of, do you have an idea of how much you would like to get for the home? You want to find out what they're asking for. Because like I said, you've done some homework on the house to try to find out what other homes are selling for in the area. And a lot of times, based on what they say, we'll kind of determine where the conversation is going, where if there's going to be a deal here or not. To kind of give you an example, my partner and I, we were leaving a renovation we were doing in a neighborhood called Parkway Village here a while back. And after driving down the road, I looked over and I saw a for sale by owner sign. So I just kind of pulled over real quick and I called the number and a lady answered. And I kind of went through my call script just kind of like I went over with you. And she was asking $50,000 for the home. Well, I knew well enough that, I told her that I could really only pay somewhere around $30,000, based on the area and from what repairs it needs and things like that. So we obviously didn't have a deal right then and there. But one thing I said to her, because you have to understand, people, not every phone call that you make to these signs, there's not going to be a deal every time. I knew at this moment in time there wasn't a deal. So all I said to her was, do me a favor. If anything changes, please give me a call. And that was it. And we hung up and that was it. About 30 days later, I get a phone call and it's her. She's ready now and she's more motivated than she was before. Well, I didn't know obviously at the time, but she was working a deal with somebody else and she thought she was going to get $50,000 from a homeowner and, that obviously fell apart. So she called me. She was motivated. My partner and I went and looked at the house the very next day, locked it up for $33,000. Within 7 days, we flipped it to one of our California investors who just happened to be ready and purchased it cash. We were able to offer that person a pretty good discount because they were purchasing cash and quick. And I think to the company, we made somewhere around $16,000, $17,000 profit. So obviously, that's a fantastic example of how this works. But these are the types of things that can actually happen for you. You can go out and do this. This isn't rocket science. It's not easy, but it can be done. So after you've checked all this information out with the seller, because you really need to set an appointment to go check out the property. Go over there, make sure everything that they said is accurate as far as renovations, kind of put together a renovation estimate. The goal really here is to lock the property up as cheap as you can and assign and flip it to a cash buyer. And the other technique that I kind of wanted to talk about a little bit was bandit signs, because when you're doing driving for dollars, like I said, you're out there, you're making the phone calls. Like I said, some people are nervous about wanting to talk to sellers because some people feel like they're chasing them. Well, bandit signs are another way that you can acquire property with little or no money down. And basically what you do is you can order bandit signs. You can actually make them yourself just using a black. Some people like to use just a black marker and a white sign. I actually order my signs from a company. somewhere around $350 investment, I'm going to get about 100 18 by 24 signs, two color, with the sign stakes in it. So bandit signs are very, very similar. You have people who are looking to buy property. You put the signs out in these specific areas. A lot of people will put them on corners, like by gas stations, fast food restaurants, places like that, just kind of high visible areas. And you put the signs out and you basically wait for your phone to call. Now, I can tell you that at least in a market here like in Memphis, the phone starts ringing pretty quickly when you start putting these signs out. I'd probably want to say the last batch of signs that we purchased of 100, we probably got close to 40 calls once we put out all these 100 signs within a few days. Of those calls that we got, maybe 10 to 12 of them were houses that we had some remote interest in. Of those 12 homes, we were only able to get two of those properties, and we were able to assign and flip them to other buyers. And I think we made somewhere in the neighborhood of $13,000, and there was not that much work involved. There was the initial $350 investment to purchase the signs and my time and gas driving around putting the signs up. You know, you have to understand that doing the signs, people will steal your signs. Homeowners will see them on the street corner and not like them. They think they're ugly and take them down. You just have to keep going at it. Some of the best properties that we get as a company, I can tell you right now, come from individuals who are only doing bandit signs. They make a lot of money doing it, and there's very little competition for them. So, you know, it's a great way to get your phone ringing with people who want to sell property. So driving for dollars technique is fantastic, and the bandit sign is also great. I mean, these are two methods that you as a brand new investor can be practicing, and all it is a little bit of time and some gas, a small financial investment of purchasing some signs and going out there and finding the properties. Obviously, work on building up your short list of cash buyers, other investors, turnkey providers, you know, whoever it may be. The more of them that you have, the more opportunity you have to sell houses to them. So, you know, with all that being said, I hope that this short podcast has been informative. You can download my Driving for Dollars ebook at KurtDavisOnline.com. I don't have an ebook about using bandit signs, so this podcast is it. And until next time, I hope that this information has been helpful to, you know, primarily new investors, and go out there and make your first deal happen. Take care.
This show was produced by Kurt Davis and KurtDavisOnline.com. All rights reserved. To reach Kurt Davis, you can find him on the web at www.KurtDavisOnline.com or email him at Kurt@KurtDavisOnline.com. Everything you heard on this show should not be taken as personal or professional advice. You should conduct your own due diligence. Opinions or comments of our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the opinion of Kurt Davis or KurtDavisOnline.com. We'll be right back.